Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
Oh, Lordy, we got a sizzler today, baby, on a Thursday. Welcome aboard, Sean Stanley, executive producer, putting it all together every single day here on the show. Thank you all for tuning in, downloading, whenever you're downloading. Appreciate all of your support. See you this Sunday at Sports Grill in Miami Lakes, where, guess what, Sean? Sean, bring yourself up on the screen here, because I want to give you some personal good news to start up. Before we start getting into all the hairy details today about all these other things going on in the world of sports. So I spoke to the folks at Sports Grill yesterday. They reached out to me. And because of last week, every Sunday now, there will be a brunch. So guess what? Now every time we have a Sunday 1 o'clock game, we are now going to have a Sunday brunch at Sports Grill. So folks, if you want to get your wings, you can get your wings. But if you want to get some French toast or scrambled eggs and whatever else you want to get, some shrimp and grits or tuna and grits, whatever it is, you can do it now. How about that, Sean? So you can actually have breakfast when you get there and lunch later on in the afternoon.
Yeah, and dinner when I leave. I got a whole meal right there. This is great. This is the greatest. This might be the greatest day of my life.
I forgot. That is our go-to move, that we do take something with us on the road for dinner. You are correct, sir. You are correct. So so there you go. Now, every Sunday, we're going to have a brunch over there at the Miami Lakes location. So if you want to join us, because it was a success, a lot of people went out. Obviously, it was great to see all of you out there and meet a lot of you. That was fantastic, because really, it was all driven by our show. Everybody that was pretty much in that room. So it was great, from the Herrera family to Seti to, Banos. Who else did I see there? Weapons X United was there. So many people that showed up, and I appreciate all of you out there that showed up. I can't remember all the names, but thank you all out there, man, for showing up and supporting the show. So now you can come back out, because now they want to get in a rhythm. Remember I told you this was kind of a test for the Doral store? Well, I think it's something that they want to do for all the stores now. So I guess the Miami Lakes one is going to be the one that's going to start off doing brunch on Sundays. So there you go. Sunday, you can come see the Dolphins and the Falcons and have a great breakfast leading into the game. Then, hey, during the halftime, you can order some lunch if you want to snack on. So it's a beautiful thing, man. A lot of things to talk about. Now, obviously, I know what we all want to talk about is the Deshaun Watson rumors again. And we're going to have Aaron Wilson on from Houston. He is an NFL insider. He is well-connected there in Houston. And let me tell you something. For me, first of all, none of this makes any sense whatsoever. To me, it's makes like zero sense to trade for somebody that has 22, not one, not two, not three, 22 allegations and civil lawsuits. And I know that there's been a criminal investigation that's gone on. I know they're also deposing him. I'm not sure if they already did or they still haven't. You've got the trading deadline November 2nd. None of this is going to be resolved by then. I don't know how any team, and I've been saying this for a while now, and folks, every time one of these rumors happens, does the trade happen? Let me ask you, does the trade happen? No. And I'm going to go with it again. Nothing's going to happen. And here's the weird thing. I don't think this is coming from Miami. I think this is all driven from the team. Quite frankly, I'm almost thinking that John McClain is taking one for the team. That kind of the team is telling him, hey, you know, we want to try to see if we could stir this thing up one more time and whatever. And John, like, throws it out there. And John McClain is, you know, he's as well-connected as they get. He's as well-respected as they get. But he's going to get more stories down the line. You know, hey, you do us this favor. You know, when Schefter got exposed on that story that he was writing and then sent it back to Allen, I think, was the executive. And, you know, to me, that was nothing. Like, for some people, they were shocked. For me, I wasn't shocked because I know how the sausage is made. And the only way you're going to get stories at times is by doing favors for the agent or the team. And so they want you to do something and then, you know, just throw something out there. Not that it'll be wrong, because this is not a story that he didn't say for sure that it's going to happen, but they're going to try and this and that and all. None of it was like a, oh, this is going to happen. You know, when it happens, that's when Jay Glazer reports, hey, this is going to happen. Hey, you know, Schefter reports, hey, this is going to happen. Rappaport reports, hey, this is going to happen. Garofalo reports, hey, this is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? When some of these top-notch NFL guys that get the story, then they'll tell you when it's happening. Nobody's telling you that it's happening. Think about that. And so, to me, this is actually coming from that side, not this side. I mean, that's just the impression I get from all of this. It just doesn't make any sense. And Pro Football Talk now put out a story that Houston's throwing that out there to kind of create more interest and see if they'll get teams like Carolina and Philadelphia to bite, because they might be interested since their quarterbacks and their start, they started well, but now they've all lost gas now and they're not the same team. And Jalen Hurts isn't impressive as much. And then and the Carolina Panthers started off really hot and now they've taken a couple of steps back, yada, 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 all that stuff. So that's what it seems like to me. That actually feels more like what it is. And I've been pretty much steady on this, that I just don't, it doesn't make any sense. How do you trade for somebody that you don't know is going to be found guilty or not? How do you know there aren't any pictures or videos or incriminating texts or something or a letter or whatever that's available? You have no idea. You have no idea if there are any other women lurking. You have no idea if there's any criminal, criminal investigation that's going to lead to more. You don't know if he's innocent or guilty. How do you trade for somebody like that? That would be a black eye to your franchise. Can you imagine trading for a guy and then he's found guilty? So to me, if you want to try to make this trade, you wait till the offseason. You wait till all of the legal issues are done. That way you know where he stands, when he's going to play, if the NFL is going to suspend him or not. That way you have all the information. None of this makes any sense whatsoever. It'd be incredibly irresponsible to trade for him now. It would be an enormous act of desperation to make this move at this point in time. So I don't know how this makes any sense whatsoever. I don't, and I don't think it's coming from the Dolphins. What is it? Then what is this? Daenerys Coleman. Big O, you just don't want Watson, LOL. Are you listening to me, Daenerys? It's not a matter of that I don't want Watson. It's that I don't want a guy that could possibly end up facing criminal charges. I don't want a guy that could end up being suspended. And if he's guilty, wow, what a terrible message. Even if he has to serve a suspension, you have to wait it out. That's what you're, that's the message you're sending to your female fans? No, I think you want to wait till everything's done. It's not a matter of that. Listen, in my eyes, look, all right, let's separate this all. First of all, in my eyes, the Dolphins have failed Tua. That's the way I look at it. They have failed Tua in every way possible. They didn't give him the protection. They knew they were drafting an injury-prone quarterback. How do you put him in behind a line that has no experience and a journeyman? That's irresponsible. How do you put Tua there without coordinators that are experienced to help him? He's a rookie quarterback. Irresponsible. How do you put Tua to be protected by a rookie offensive line coach that's never developed his own line? Irresponsible. How do you line up Tua with unreliable receivers who are constantly injured? That, again, is irresponsible. And then let's just add all of this. While I'm guessing this is coming from the Houston side, okay? Let's just say it's also coming from the Miami side. Well, then you're also constantly effing with Tua. So you drafted him, but you're telling him constantly that he's not your guy. What's going on, dude? You have done everything to create a negative environment for a young quarterback. Okay? By the way, you've given him no stud at running back either. Can you imagine if Tua can play behind Tennessee's line and Derrick Henry? But you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. So nothing's been done right, unfortunately, for Tua. Everything's been mishandled. It's a miracle to me that Deshaun Watson wants to be traded here. What does he have, like 20 masseuses on IG that they live in South Florida or something? I'm trying to figure it out. Because it's not like I'm coming to Miami to play with reliable receivers. I'm coming to Miami to play with a great offensive coordinator. I'm coming to Miami to play with a great quarterbacks coach. I'm coming to Miami to play with a great offensive line coach. I'm coming to Miami because they've got a great offense. I'm coming to Miami because they've got a great running back. Well, why is he coming to Miami? Well, why does he want to be traded to Miami? I'm trying to figure it out. What's Watson going to get rubbed off here in Miami? Because the team isn't worth it right now. I mean, seriously, you're going to come to Miami and what? Did you get life insurance? Because Deshaun Watson's going to end up injured behind that line. You do know that, right? Because those of you that are like, oh, let's trade for Deshaun Watson. Okay, you'll get him killed just like you're going to get, you know, Tua killed. That to me is the most effed up part about all of this, is that you draft a kid and you never supported him. You never gave him receivers. You never gave him a running game. You never gave him a line. You never gave him an offensive coordinator. You never gave him an offensive line coach. And then what else do you expect from him? And he still has played well overall, considering, and he's coming back from hip injury and now ribs. How much more does this kid have to put up with? That's what I'd like to know. How much more shit does Tua have to put up with in a year? You know, so to me, there's a lot of stuff here that makes no sense. You drafted the kid. You set him up for failure. So now you're talking to Houston on a consistent basis and creating all this controversy. And, you know, the kid's here busting his ass, trying to play, trying to help his team. And he's got to hear all this all the time. That's why there's a part of me that says this is not coming from Miami. This seems like it's more stirred up by Houston or the agent, one of the two. I'm almost leaning more to the team than the agent, actually. It's really weird, man. It's a weird dynamic that we've been involved with all of this. It's one that I don't understand, quite frankly. I can tell you this. I bet you Aaron Rodgers won't want to come here. Because I think Aaron Rodgers will think about it and go, yeah, you know, I've broken my collarbone twice. Yeah, I'm not going somewhere where they don't have an offensive line. So, and Aaron Rodgers would be a guy I would love to see Miami go after, because obviously he has no sexual allegation charges. You know what I mean? He might be a weird dude, but he's definitely not that kind of a weird dude. Because make no mistake, there's something wrong with Deshaun Watson. Okay? Deshaun Watson is not normal. And he's not very smart. That's the other thing you got to worry about. That's one thing I've learned about Deshaun Watson. He's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier. Not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm just telling you, that elevator does not go all the way to the top. He is a few sandwiches short of a picnic. So that's not the kind of guy that you entrust your franchise in, Deshaun Watson. He's lost that right. Okay? By the way, thanks to Gotti giving us a little love on the super chat. Thank you, Gotti. Appreciate you, man. Very nice of you. Sam also chiming in on the super chat. And he says, Big O, if the trade does not happen, no way this staff can remain. You cannot go into next season with coach not wanting QB and GM allowing this. Yeah, Sam, the problem is that we don't know what's what. And that's why they're kind of together in all of this. I don't want to see any of these guys fired. I want to see Flores and Greer figure this damn thing out. I'm frustrated as hell with Flores, I got to tell you. But this whole thing, it just, you know, calling the man dumb, low blow, JD Diesel. So let me ask you, JD Diesel. You're a famous person, politician, athlete, artist, football player, soccer player, whatever you are, famous. Should you be calling strange women on IG to come rub your ding-a-ling? Where is that smart, dude? Where do famous people, should they be calling strange people for sexual favors? How do you think that's going to end, JD? Or are you as fucking stupid as Deshaun Watson? How's that question for you, buddy? Because if you're not smart enough to figure out how stupid Deshaun Watson is, just because he might be football smart doesn't make him common sense smart. Did you watch Robert Kraft, you dumbass? Do you think a famous person should be going to an Asian day spa? Do you think a famous person should be calling strange women on IG? Huh, JD? Or are you just as stupid as fucking Kraft and Deshaun Watson? Huh? Huh, JD? Damn. Some of you are just like, there's a Neanderthal that comes with football. The sport of football produces a certain section of fans that are just morons. You're just idiots.
you wear Ray Rice jerseys after he beats down his fiance and spits on her, and you want free Ray Rice, and you got JD's trying to defend whether Deshaun Watson is smart or stupid. No, Deshaun Watson is a dumbass. And so is Robert Kraft, by the way, another effing dumbass. Just like any other famous person that puts themselves in these kind of positions. They're dumbasses, JD. And apparently, they're just as stupid as you are because you can't figure it out. Francisco says, the problem is you assume he's guilty. Oh, in this country, you're innocent. No, Francisco. The problem is I assume to wait until he's innocent or guilty. I'm not trading for somebody that might be guilty. What part of English you don't understand, Francisco? Seriously, what part of English do you not understand? It's not that I don't like him. It's not that I don't think he can't play. I know he's not smart. I know he's a dumbass because he put himself in this position. So definitely he's a stupid mofo, just like Robert Kraft. But you don't trade for somebody that has legal issues. You wait till the legal issues are done. I mean, it's elementary. I think I've been clear about this for months now. I wouldn't touch the guy until, or massage the guy, I wouldn't touch the guy until he clears the damn legal issues. I got to find out he's innocent. And then when he's innocent, you make the trade. If you're not happy with Tua, of course. JD is probably like 13. No, dude, no, it's not a 13 thing. It's a football thing. There is a section of football fans that are just a bunch of animals. You watch them fight on concourses and in stands. You watch them, you know, dive on tables that are lit on fire. You watch them put on Ray Rice jerseys. You watch them are rooting for Deshaun Watson at this moment, not knowing whether he did assault women or not. You know, these are the kind of people that don't care about human beings. They don't care about society. They don't care about anything else except their football team. And if you can help me win, I don't care if you kill people while you're on your off time. That doesn't matter to me. Oh, you beat up kids? Doesn't matter to me. You torture dogs? It's all good with me. Can you help me win? Fine. I don't care what you do. We have a section of football fans, okay? Because it's football that produces these morons. And they're female and male, by the way. Obviously, you were thinking they're all male. No, no, females too, by the way. We have a couple of those that they get in that disease. And it's that Neanderthal disease that comes with football. It's just one of those things. We have it. Unfortunately, it's in our country. Trade the wide receiver, not Tua. 22 women is suspicious in itself. I could see two or three, but 22 makes me think they are full of crap. Well, we have to wait till the whole legal process takes place, my man. You know, and by the way, he did not deny it. You know that, right? And he's actually admitted that he's had sex with these women. So he, at first he said, see, here's the thing that some of you, again, you keep like just skating over this. At first he said it was just, I called them for massages. And then it came to light that there was sex involved. And then he came back and his lawyer, not him, but his lawyer came back and said, those were consensual. So we don't know if it was consensual or not. None of us know, man.
None of us know. And people get assaulted all the time, and we don't know anything about it. And do you know how many millions of people that have been assaulted are walking around and never telling a soul? It happens all the time. We've had this conversation before already. Assaulted people feel embarrassed. They don't want to relive it in public. They don't want people to know. And in today's world, it isn't like it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago that a small group of people may end up finding out. The world finds out. And then you relive it with everybody else. And then you've got to carry it for the rest of your life. People that are sexually assaulted are not so open. Most of the time, they're rarely open to admitting it and admitting it in public and admitting it in today's social media world. So we have to be very, very careful. I get it. Some of you out there have the Neanderthal mind. You don't give a shit about human beings. You don't care about anything. You'll overlook it. You just care about football and your fantasy team, your personal team. And I don't care. I just want Deshaun Watson to play. But you never really delve into it and think about it at all. Because most of you that glance over it, you never think about people who are sexually assaulted. And you never think about how much it truly affects them. And how much and how quiet they're walking around for the rest of their lives living with that personal hell. But some of you don't care. You only care about your stinking football team. And you don't care what the player was involved in. That's the sad part. So, 22 allegations, and it's called the justice system, dude. Do you know how long it takes? You know how long it's going to take for 22 of them? And with COVID, what'd you think? This was going to be done in 2 weeks? See, another just like, oh, well, nothing's happened. He must be innocent. Yesterday, someone said that 13 of the 22 were going to be dropped, supposedly. Well, who? Who said what? Where'd you get it? Facebook? Who's credible? Who said it? Like some of you that come up with all these bogus vaccine facts and you got no facts because you got it from some idiot that posted it on Facebook. You didn't get it from the New England Journal of Medicine, right? You didn't get it from John Hopkins. You didn't get it from Harvard. You didn't get it from anywhere. You got it from some idiot on Facebook that says he heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else's sister's, brother's, cousin's, friend, and nephew. Criminal complaints are not charged, exactly, but they're civil complaints, and it could lead to criminal, so none of us know. So the bottom line is none of you know. I don't know. The Dolphins don't know, so we have to wait for the legal process. Trading for Deshaun Watson now is asinine. It's irresponsible. Love your straight talk. Much needed this morning. Too many people are just idiots. Big O, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait if you're an idiot. And that's basically it, Victor. You're a dumbass if you make a trade now for Watson because you are putting all the risk on your side because the trade ain't going to be reversed. If he's found guilty, none of that's going to happen. There's not going to be any, if he's found guilty, the trade is reversed. You give us back the picks. No, that's not going to happen. Jason says it's more likely that Watson did what is accused of him than he didn't do it. No one knows, though, so we have to wait and see what happens. I don't know if he did it or not, dude. I have no idea. I know he's stupid for putting himself in this position. Just like Robert Kraft, you're a billionaire. You're going to go get your tallywhacker, you know, played with, and you're going to go to an Asian day spa. Kind of a dumbass are you, bro? Hank Goldberg's Left Nut says, at a certain point soon, in the best interest of these women to settle, if this issue's hanging out there impairs Watson's ability to earn money, it reduces his ability to pay. That's the dynamic. He has enough money already in the bank due to pay. So that doesn't matter. He's getting paid $10 million this year to sit out and do nothing. So money is not an issue. And by the way, his ability not to earn money, how about this, Hank Goldberg's left nut? How about the stupid ass maybe doesn't call strange women and put himself in this position? Anybody ever thought about that? By the way, he calls all these strange women, and have you seen his girlfriend? Anybody? You know what I'm talking about? Some of you have been around the show. We've posted his girlfriend there. She's a 12. From 1 to 10, she's a 12. The fact that he needs to do that around that he's got to check his head already as it is. Giovanni says, again, if we sign Watson prior to investigation, imagine we get Watson. He's guilty of one of those women. And that woman was your sister or daughter. As a fan, I would be disgusted. Dude, if he's guilty of one, you're disgusted, period. Right? I mean, I don't want him on the team if he's guilty of sexually assaulting a woman at all. I don't know what happened behind the scenes. You don't know either. None of us know. This guy could be dirty as hell. Who the hell thought that Bill Cosby was a serial rapist? None of us, dude. Like, that's like the all-American dad. So when things like this happen, I don't put anything past anybody nowadays. Jason, thank you for a little love on the super chat there. I'm a millionaire. Let me harass on Instagram instead of hiring a pro. Exactly. You are correct. You are correct, sir. All right, we are waiting, by the way, Aaron Wilson from Houston to talk a little bit about this situation. Radically says, Big O, I think the Dolphins front office is intentionally destroying the team to damage Flores. Trading for Watson, who then goes to prison, would fit to getting rid of coaches and team leaders. No, you're going too Oliver Stone on me, bro. Big O ain't tough. He would never say it to my face. So whatever, very easy to attack me from behind the monitor. Hey, JD Diesel, Miami Lakes, Sports Grill, Sunday. Got it? Sports Grill, Miami Lakes, Sunday. I don't hide anywhere, bro. I'm at Caneswear. I'm at Craig's Inn, Acura, Pembroke Pines, my brother. I don't hide a damn thing. All right? Sunday. Sports Grill, Miami Lakes. I'm there. So if you want to come over and give me another crazy-ass Watson take, I'll tell you you're a dumbass again. Because if you think that Watson isn't a dumbass, you have zero common sense. Sports Grill, Miami Lakes, Sunday. I don't ever want to hear Flores talk about building a culture if we bring a suspected sexual predator into the building. See, Martina, you're assuming they're doing it. I don't think it's Miami. I don't think it's Miami at all. I think this is all coming from Houston or the agent, period. Now, you might be right, Martina. If Miami's doing it, they're creating their own problems. Because obviously, it's hard to instill confidence in your quarterback if you're constantly trying to trade for another one. So that is detrimental. Just like not building a line, just like injured receivers, just like poor coaching, these are all detrimental to Tua's development. So you might be right, but man, my gut tells me that this is all coming from that side. All right, Aaron Wilson is ready to join us. Give me 30 seconds here. Aaron Wilson will join us on the other side to talk a little Dolphins and Deshaun Watson.
If you're a Miami sports fan, then there's only one store to go to, and that's Caneswear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CF, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2511 South University Drive in Davie, and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Caneswear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop.
All right, we are back, baby. Yes, Aaron Wilson, my buddy, ready to talk with us a little bit about what's going on. You can follow him on Twitter at @Aaron_NFL. Aaron, good morning, sir. How are you doing, my friend? Thank you for taking some time.
Morning. Thanks for having me. And yeah, doing great. Thank you.
All right, good to hear from you, my man. All right, so the whole Watson thing has come up again, and Aaron, I got to tell you, I've gotten kind of cynical about this because every time it's come up, nothing has happened, and I almost feel like this is the same thing again. It's come up, and this time, I don't know, Aaron, man, I keep feeling like it's coming all from the Houston side, that they're trying to stir this thing up, not so much on the Miami side.
Right.
So walk me through all this. What do you know? Because McClain is as respected as it gets in our business, obviously. And when he throws it out there, you kind of wonder, okay, wait a minute. He's not making stuff up. So this throws me for a loop here. So walk us through all of this.
Right, yeah. I'm only going to comment on reporting, not any respect to everyone and their reporting. But, yeah, I'll tell you what I believe, what I know, and – leave it to that if that's all right with you. What I can tell you is no trade is imminent. They continue to hold trade discussions. They are more optimistic now than they were before. That still doesn't mean that a deal will be struck. And it's very complicated, as we've outlined many times, because of his unresolved legal situation. I'm not even referring to the lawsuits. I'm referring to the presence of 10 criminal complaints that are still being investigated by the Houston Police Department, including 8 litigants in 22 civil lawsuits, 2 non-litigants among the complainants. So 2 of the 10 are not suing Deshaun Watson for alleged sexual harassment and or sexual assault. And because the grand jury that's been impaneled hasn't heard the case yet, this hasn't come before them. What I expect now is that the November 2nd trade deadline will come and go without any word from the Harris County District Attorney's Office and their human trafficking division. That's who handles sex crimes, alleged sex crimes. So because you don't have that closure, the Miami Dolphins or any other team, you are flying blind because you don't know when he'll become available. So you're hoping that everything will go fine with legal. But when even his own attorney, Rusty Harden, couldn't tell you what's exactly going to happen, other than, you know, they feel like, you know, they have refuted the allegations, said that he's not guilty of any crime. He has not been charged with a crime. It creates a major uncertainty. And I would just say this. It does affect trade negotiations. How could it not? So what you have here, Big O, is a situation of the Texans – as motivated as you could be to move on while not sacrificing. Sorry for the I've been traveling a lot and I'm gonna look cold. While not sacrificing the value of a potential franchise altering move with such a dynamic talent, the Dolphins seemingly in desperation mode at 1-5. The Texans leaning into their rebuild and, you know, basically, you know, doing nothing where you would say a team that say, hey, we're going to contend this year. No, they cut one of their leading pass rushers, Whitney Merciless, in franchise history when they already owed him the money, just simply to make room for younger players to get on the field more because he was taking up some of those snaps. They're not trying to push for anything right now. They just want to position themselves for the future. The Dolphins I believe that, you know, when you do things, things come out. When you don't have a deal, you always have to wonder about the agenda. And here's the agenda. You want the Dolphins to give and give until it hurts. Right. And make sure that the trade is right where you want it. So now that they've said, hey, we're optimistic through sources, you can, you know, probably you've been doing this long enough, you can ascertain how that happens. Then you have pressure on the Miami Dolphins, Chris Greer, Brian Flores, and we're going to see who blinks. And it's a game of brinkmanship. You're heading right down to the deadline. I'll tell you something. Why does this deal have to happen now? Well,
exactly.
It changes things for the Dolphins. You know, it shows, hey, we're trying to do something. It won't salvage their season. And I believe, despite what many have said, the NFL would have put him on the exempt list if the Texans had attempted to play him or if he'd wanted to play, which he didn't. I think that jeopardy of him being shut down, regardless of whether he's not indicted or, you know, if he's indicted, obviously he would go automatically on the exempt. That's the rule. But if he is not charged, I could still see the NFL be like, wait a minute. For public relations, they could try to shut him down. You could try to fight it. I don't know if you'd have any success at all. It's all up to Roger Goodell, what he feels like doing.
The NFLPA will have something to say about that also, Aaron.
They don't have any power.
Oh, really?
Okay. You think it's a strong union that has a lot of flex?
No, it's not baseball. No.
I'm talking about reality, not what people might try and what they say and all those things. I'm just talking about what could happen. So if he gets shut down, and then you're looking at when the case gets settled. The lawsuits is not immaterial, but that's more public relations. It's about the criminal case, and that hasn't gone away. If he somehow avoids an indictment, that's possible because there's no audio, video, or DNA evidence that we've heard about. He said it's a very serious case, very serious allegations, and I take those allegations very seriously. As someone that, you know, I've had some things, you know, I've said before, taken out of context, and I've had situations come up like with that, with this story. It's a very thorny, difficult, and complex and serious story. Oh, what I would say is it may not happen. There's a possibility that, as you know, you alluded to, we have another false start.
Right.
I would just say, as motivated as everyone is, the deal's got to be just right. And then you have the Tua Tagovailoa situation. And no one, including the Texans, seems to want him to make him their guy. So what's the exit strategy? How do you unload Tua? And if you're the Texans, you know, and I've heard about this, that there could be another deal because they're going to look to use some of this capital, not just draft. So, and that's a developing situation, kind of a wish situation that may or may not develop. That said, and I can't say more about that one right now because I need to do more reporting on it. It's very complicated, and it wouldn't surprise me either way if it happened, doesn't happen. I think it's like a 50-50 situation right now, Bigo. And, you know, as motivated as everyone is, I think everybody has to be very realistic that there's a lot of things that don't make this a normal trade situation. If he was simply just the player wants to be traded and he loves Miami and he loves to hang out in the Miami, you know, in Wynwood and all those things and vacation there and has friends on the team like Christian Wilkins, former Clemson teammate, then sure, but it's not that simple. And football is not the most important thing here. The perspective has to be, this is a legal matter. This is a very serious legal matter, and that can't be ignored. And if that's pushed aside, the cart's put before the horse about, well, I can't wait to have him on the football field, well, then you lose sight of the big picture. The big picture is you have to take care of one step to get to another, and then eventually he can wear another team's uniform, which is his wish. I actually saw Deshaun yesterday. Nodded my hello, and I was there at the Texans facility there to get my COVID test so I can cover practice and press conferences. And, you know, he is there every day working out, training with the strength coach, and doing what's required and waiting for that day when he can be free and play for another team. The Texans would like nothing more than to do that, but it's got to be done the right way.
Aaron Wilson, NFL insider in Houston, joining us. Remember, you can follow him on Twitter at @AaronWilson_NFL. And Aaron, obviously doing this for 31 years, you get cynical. So I'm trying to think of, is Houston doing this because they know something about the case that's bad that could be coming? Or is it because Houston knows something that they feel like he's going to get cleared when it's all said and done, so they have more confidence that they can try to move him? I almost get a feeling of either or, good or bad, and they're trying to unload at this point in time. So why? And then the cynical part of me says, why rush it now? And if you're rushing it, do you know something bad? If not, why not wait? Because if you know something's good going to happen and he's going to be cleared, then wait till the offseason when you can raise the price sky high because he's innocent and ready to go. So the cynical part of me goes, what else is going on? What's the other layer of the onion that we haven't peeled away? What is it? You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. And there's a fear of the unknown for all parties involved, including the Texans. Here's a worst case scenario for you that's very realistic. And I've been told this by several of my legal sources that have knowledge of the case and of the situation and the NFL. If charged, it would be a felony charge, because normally what happens with the grand jury, they don't indict you on a misdemeanor. You're normally just directly charged by Houston Police Department. If they were to charge them, hypothetically, then you go through the intake process, fingerprinting, booked, and you have arraignment, you have bail, you have all those situations. Then you have jury selection, you have all that stuff. I'm told that he wouldn't go to court until late next year. So what that would mean, an indictment is kind of automatically commissioner's exempt. You're not going to get to play while you have your case. That's not going to happen. They're not going to have that kind of circus. NFL is not going to look that tone deaf. They might be tone deaf, but they're not that tone deaf. So he would not be allowed to play. He could be on a different team. He could do all those things. He could be paid. And then he's unavailable. Then let's say he beats the case. Okay. Because, you know, he's got a great lawyer in Rusty Harden, who successfully represented Roger Clemens, Adrian Peterson, many others, wins a lot of cases, legal heavyweight. And you just have the civil suits that take 2 to 3 years possibly to settle. He could still play with the civil suits, but until the criminal thing is resolved, it could be very hard to get him on the football field. And that could also an NFL suspension where they punish you after adjudication if you are convicted of anything or you played a no contest or whatever it might be. Then 2023, you have a potential unavailability. Maybe it's 6 games. So if you are trading for him, you're Brian Flores and Chris Greer, have to know all that. That's possibly what's going to happen. And I wonder if they'd even be around, those gentlemen, at the end of that. We're talking about not just 2021, we're talking about 2022 and part of 2023. Now, if none of that happens, none of that doomsday scenario, he's not indicted, he gets traded, and everything is free and clear except for civil suits, which basically are a public relations problem and a money problem for him. He's already spent at least $2 million on Rusty Harkle, $1 million retainer to start. He's a $1,000 an hour lawyer. That's on him, and that's why you have a $156 million contract. You've got the wherewithal, the financial ability to defend yourself that way. That said, there's a lot here. That's why I think it's the unknown. And if it's in, you may steal, you can, if you're worried. At that worry is the wrinkle in all of this. I don't know how Miami feels. I haven't spoken to those gentlemen, Flores or Greer. I would just say, they were not born yesterday. They're going to think about all that. And that's why they would ask for conditional picks, lower the value, all those things, because they're dealing with risk.
Right.
There's a risk here. And then the risk reward is great, because what are we talking about? We're talking about a blue chip talent. He's like a blue chip stock that's down right now. It skyrockets if he's available and he's on the field for you. And I can tell you this, I highly doubt that he'll have another problem. I think that, you know, this is obviously a, you know, life-changing moment for him that, and I expect him to do a good job whenever he's allowed to rehabilitate his image, to, you know, make some sort of contrite gestures, whatever he might have to do, he'll do it. But we're not, that's the easier part. They're not at that stage. Everything is on the line right now. The pressure couldn't be higher.
That's crazy. All right. Follow him on Twitter at @AaronWilson_NFL. Always great insight on what's going on around the league. And obviously he's keeping up with the Deshaun Watson story. Very few are even closer to this story than Aaron Wilson. Aaron, I appreciate you, my friend, as always, for taking some time and giving us a little clarification on all the mess that's going on there. I appreciate you, my man.
Thanks, Biggo. Appreciate you. You have a great day. Thanks very much.
You got it, baby. You be good. There you go. Aaron Wilson. Aaron_NFL on Twitter. Follow him there. So there you go. Now you got – does it sound like something's going to happen to you? Think about all the stuff that he just talked about right now. Okay? And there you go. That's what he went and chose to cheat on with 22 masseuses. At least 22. You know there's more, obviously. That's his girlfriend right there. Okay? That's his girlfriend. She is a total smoke show. Smoke show and a half. Okay? You know what a smoke show and a half is? That is her. Jilly Anais. Smoke show and a half. So as you see, there are 10 criminal complaints going on, not just the 22 civil lawsuits. This is going to drag on for a long time. He put himself in this mess. Okay? Faye Thown or whatever T says, damn, she's hot. I eat Hawaiian bread with fried chicken. Tua will be an awesome pro. I'm with you. Daniel says, Jilly, very nice. Hey, bro, the Fixer coming to the culture room. Are they worth watching? Yes. Yes, I Kernan sounds great. I'll be there on Saturday. I'll be there on Saturday. So come on out. Let's hang out. Let's have some fun. JD, you can come too over to the Fix. I'll buy you a beer and explain why you have no common sense whatsoever. Maybe you'll be smoking the sense, JD, at the concert. Come on down, the Fix. Culture Room, Fort Lauderdale. Come on by. I'll explain to you why you have no common sense. So he's got 23 girlfriends. Yes, exactly. And you know what? I saw somebody say, oh, this is a desperation move by the Dolphins. I don't think the Dolphins are doing anything. I don't think the Dolphins reached out at all on this thing. At all. This seems to me like it's all coming from the team. And remember what I just brought up with Aaron Wilson, okay? Because this is the kind of stuff that you're not going to hear on 560 or 790 or anything like that. Okay. This is what we have to think of. What's going on behind the scenes? What does Houston know? Do they feel that it's getting ugly and that's why they want to put the heat and try to move them now? Because that's kind of what I feel. Because if it was good and he was making progress, well, follow me on this. And you're Houston, your season's screwed already, dude. You don't need to rush him. So what you want is, if you hear, hey, you know, it's going in the right direction, this and that, you would sit on this and say, all right, he's going to be found innocent. Awesome. Let's wait till the offseason. Now we know where everybody is after the draft. We know what their picks are and all that. And now we can ask for the world because he's innocent. You got to ask yourself, why are they rushing this? Why are they trying to get something done before the trading deadline when there's 10 criminal complaints and there's 22 civil complaints? And it's not going to be done for a while. You just heard Aaron Wilson. If he's found guilty, brother, you won't even find out about when he's going to jail for almost another year for sentencing and everything else. Just ask yourself these kind of questions. This is why I keep telling you guys, every time this has come up, what have I said every single time? This is all hot air. You know why? It's too many legal issues. That's why when some of you are saying, oh, this is a desperation move by the Dolphins. I don't think the Dolphins are doing anything, man. I think this is all coming from them. Because it would make zero sense for Chris Greer to trade for a guy right now not knowing if he's innocent or guilty. So this is what, these are the things that I'm thinking of. I'm taking this next level. Too many people, most of you out there, are just looking at it simplistic. Oh, Dolphins are talking. Oh, yeah, they're just trying. Oh, they're trying to move them. All this, that. Bullshit. There's something to this, and it's from that side. Something's going on. And they cannot rush the court system. They don't have that power. None of them have that power. They're screwed. You have to go by however long it takes. It doesn't matter who you are. So this is going to be a long, long time. All right? Putango Bango. Oh, doesn't Watson have a trade clause? Yes, he has a no trade clause. As within, so without, like a star, boy, huh? The abused fan sometimes loves the abuser. We got it. There we go. This is the only organization that's more run by the media and rumors than by the people who positioned to run and manage the team, minus Tom Garfinkel. Again, you're assuming that they're part of this. My guess to extreme, this has nothing to do with the Dolphins. My guess is this is all being stirred up from the Houston side. I'm telling you, it smells of it. It doesn't make any sense for the Dolphins to inquire now when you don't know if he's innocent or guilty. It doesn't make any sense now because what are you going to do? You're not saving your season, ladies and gentlemen. And what, you're rushing to trade for a guy to give up a bunch of assets to then put him behind a bad offensive line? No. And then the whole craziness and the whole irresponsibility of, oh, no, they're going to trade him and then trade Tua to Washington or to Philadelphia or whatever. This is all fantasy that's being talked about, dude. There's no substance to any of this. There hasn't been any substance to it every single time. Yet a lot of you put so much emotion behind it and you put all this stuff there like it's real. And it's never been real. All throughout this season and offseason, it has never been real because there's legal issues. How would you pay compensation for a guy you don't know is actually going to play for you? So think about that. Houston, if he's innocent, they can wait for the offseason and ask for kingdom come. But if they're rushing now and they want to throw that out there, why? Why do you have to ask yourself? What do they know now that they're, or they continue to throw the chum in the water all off season, during the season, and now leading into the deadline because there's so much uncertainty, they're a little nervous that if he is found guilty, guess what happens in the offseason? They no longer can ask for the world. They no longer can ask for a damn thing because if he's found guilty,
nobody's trading for him. That's what you have to ask yourself. I don't think you think you don't think about what the Dolphins are doing, because I don't think this has anything to do with the Dolphins. I think this has everything to do with Houston. Houston more than anything else, not even the agent. I think this has to do with the team. And then they're stirring it up. And look, let's start off hour number two. I'm going to tell you the worst part about all of this. Okay? Hour number two is next.